Time for our Tibbetts Talk. It's brought to you by the Brian Hodson Allstate Insurance Agency of Coldwater. It's Tibbetts Summer Theater, now more than halfway over, as we're going to start the second week of the Producers on stage and then wrap it up with the Foreigner on stage in the month of August. And we welcome in one of the stars of the show from the Producers, but you've seen her on stage for a number of years, her third year, and it's Ashleen Halpin joins us on the line this morning. Actually, pretty exciting time for you because you're actually, what, in Chicago right now for another audition, right?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm getting ready to go this morning.
The life of an actor or actress going around, and you're constantly, obviously, looking for, unless you're getting, you know, like Yul Brynner and you're on Broadway and in King and I for, what, you know, 97 years or something like that. So what are you going after in Chicago right now?
Well, actually, it's an audition for a stage production of An American in Paris, the Gene Kelly movie. They're thinking about putting it on stage, so I'm going to go and dance for them this morning.
Very cool. Well, my wife, Chris, who's executive director at Tibbetts, is just a huge Gene Kelly fan, so she's certainly in your corner this morning, I can tell you that. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a great film, and I mean, the dancing in that movie is incredible, so I'm excited to see what kind of stuff we'll do this morning.
Well, we've seen you a lot of different roles on stage at the Tibbetts. Dancing, though, is a big part of what you do. And actually, on this show, Producers, you're the dance captain for that, working actually with your dad, who's the director of the show. How does that kind of, that chemistry work between the two of you, try to put together dance numbers and work through stuff like that?
Yeah, I think it works really well, actually. I mean, I've been dancing with my dad for my whole life. You know, he was one of my first dance teachers, and I know what he wants before he says it, so he'll be trying to think of what to say next, and I go, oh, is this the step you were thinking about? And I go, oh, yeah, and I'm like, yeah, I know that. So we've just been working together for so long, we have it kind of down to a science now, I think.
Yeah. What is your strong suit as an actress? Is it the dancing, the singing, the acting? Where would you say is number one for Ash Halpin?
I mean, I would say, I think some people would get mad if I say this, but I would say dancing. Dancing is definitely, out of the three, what I've been doing the longest, and it's kind of what I'm most comfortable with, in the sense of, like, I would, you know, rather be dancing than doing anything else. I mean, I love, you know, and opportunities, you know, with Ula, like, I have a great song that I love to sing, and, you know, and I've also, and again, even this summer, like, Hava, that's a much bigger, you know, acting role, you know, it's some pretty heavy stuff this summer, but with Fiddler, but still, I would prefer to be dancing.
Okay.
Always.
Now, you mentioned Ula, and you're the I won't say femme fatale, but the female lead in the Producers, up against you know, two other guys who are pretty, Tim and Brian on stage with that, the two producers themselves. But give everybody your full name on stage.
Oh, okay. Ready?
Yep.
Ula Inga Hansen Benson Janssen Talen Harden Spaden Bunsen.
Nine. Okay. I think I got those right.
And that was fun to memorize.
Yeah, and you have to fire it off several times throughout the show. It's actually pretty funny. What do you, with this cast and the big production of what this is with the Producers, what do you like about that show?
Oh, what's not to like about the show? I think what's great in our particular production is that the energy in the cast is, we're all just having so much fun doing the show. You know, especially when it's like, you know, I see Brian and Tim and Chad on stage doing the Guten Tag Hofklaff. It's just like, we're all enjoying watching them. They're enjoying doing it on stage. And I think it's just, we're all there because we all love the show so much. And we all think it's so funny. And we all want it to be, you know, the funniest thing anyone's ever seen. You know, everyone's working towards that goal, which I think is really great.
Yeah, well, it is Mel Brooks, and some people, maybe the reference to it, actually break down the fourth wall at times where, I don't know how many, O'Brien does it, Brian Sage, as Max Bialystock, talks to the audience, brings them kind of into it, so you're in on the inside jokes. That's kind of cool, too.
Yeah, I love shows that break the fourth wall. As an audience member, I always love when that happens.
because you kind of feel a part of it at that standpoint. So, all right. So the audition in Chicago right now, when would, if that were to happen for you, when would that be your next project, or is there anything else in between then after Summer Theater here?
Well, I'm not actually really sure when An American in Paris, you know, if I were to go further with that, would happen. But as of right now, the only thing I have going on is this winter I'll be part of the Radio City Christmas Spectacular, but I'll be part of their Florida cast. So I'll be spending Christmas in Florida as of now.
Oh, that'll be tough to take.
About that.
Yeah, that'll be tough to take, probably, right?
Oh, yeah. Growing up in Central New York where it's cold all year round. Yeah, I hate Christmas in Florida.
All right. Well, good luck. So what, in auditions like this, what do you have to do? Do you have to perform a number and dance today?
What they're probably going to do is there'll be a bunch of girls there. They'll break us into groups, and we'll go in and we'll learn a dance combination, and then we'll do it for them probably in the groups of three or four, and then they'll keep people that they want to see more of, and we might dance some more, or we might sing. At always auditions, they tell us to bring our music book. So I have a set of songs that are my quote-unquote audition songs that I can sing when needed. And then I think it'll be a lot of dancing today, though.
Okay. How cutthroat do you think it'll be?
Oh, man. Real cutthroat. I don't know.
You gonna throw banana peels down on the floor so other girls slip on them, or?
I mean, it might get to that point. No, never. I actually have always felt, since I've graduated school and been, moved to New York and have been auditioning a lot, I've never felt that like girls want you to fall and break your ankle in the middle of the dance. It's always kind of what's nice about when you think about an audition. It's like, oh well. Kind of like a free dance class for the day, so everyone's there just wanting to dance. I think it's more being competitive with yourself than with the other girls in the room.
Okay. Well, break a leg with this one, and of course, we'll see you back on stage this week, Wednesday afternoon matinee, and Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights to wrap up the producers, the third of four main stage shows for Tibbetts Summer Theater. Ash, thanks, and hopefully we see you back on the Tibbetts stage next summer as well, all right?
Yeah, I love coming to Tibbetts.
All right. Thanks, Ashley. Good luck today.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ashlyn Halpin, who's one of the stars of The Producers, and right now is auditioning for another show in Chicago with us this morning. Our Tibbetts Talk, brought to you by the Brian Hodson Allstate Insurance Agency of Coldwater.